in football, I can remember that he did like triple reverses and he had people running all over the place. And he didn't actually have a quarterback. He had three people that were numbers. They were numbers and they were each quarterbacks. So at any given play, somebody would be the quarterback, but nobody else knew who that was. So it just freaked out teams. After I graduated from college, I took my resume around to substitute teach. And I went to Tupper Lake, and she said, well, let me take your resume, and I'll go give it to the principal. And I hear from the principal's office, Brown, eh? Alex Bay, eh? Send her in. So I walked in. I knew something was up. And I walked in. He gestured to me to sit down. I sat down. He said, well, there's one guy I know in Alex Bay. His name's George Brown. Do you know him? I said, yes, that's my father. He said, well, I used to coach football for St. Mary's in Ogdensburg. And we played Alex Bay every year. And he said that the week before we played the Bay, I'd lay awake all night long thinking, what's George Brown got up his sleeve this year? He's very creative, but the big thing, and I think his boys would tell you, that nobody had a stronger set of principles about what sports could do for you as a person, the way you should play fair and have integrity. And in addition to that, nobody wanted to win as much as he wanted to win. And he did everything. He pulled things out of nowhere in order to win. And that's just the way things went, because you couldn't resist him. He had so much fire inside him. You just couldn't, you would kill yourself to do whatever it is that he wanted done. Yeah, he was an amazing man.